Victor Davis Hanson on How Environmental Regulations Killed Farming in California. By Robert Krajcik on December 29, 2021. Ostensibly environmental regulations restricting water diversion and use have killed farming in California. Historian and professor Victor Davis Hanson, author of The Dying Citizen, How Progressive Elites, Tribalism, and Globalization Are Destroying the Idea of America, explained in an interview with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe. Marlowe asked about California's stultified agricultural potential while speaking with Hanson at the latter's almond farm in Selma, California. The Golden State was the farming mecca of the world, he said. Environmentalism regulation changed that. Hanson explained, the big thing that killed us here is water. California used to have 20 million people, say, in 1978. And they had a beautiful system called the California Water Project and the Central Valley Project, which was federal, and they had all of these dams, and water, and aqueducts. The water table deepens about 40 feet per mile as one travels west from his farm, Hanson stated, driving up the costs of agricultural irrigation. Farming was only made financially viable with the California Water Project and Central Valley Project. For the people west of where we are, the water table, every mile drops by about 40 feet from the Sierra Nevada, Hanson remarked, noting that wells around his farm are about 80 feet deep. He added, that water for agriculture was diverted. And then the environmentalists came and said, well, let's not just divert the water to the municipals. San Jose, Santa Barbara, LA, we want 19th century Aboriginal streams and rivers. The Sacramento, and San Joaquin rivers. So they started letting the water go out to the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. So the biggest problem right now is this is not a sustainable area where we are. He warned, in my lifetime, if they don't change, you will not see farming 5 miles from here for the next 50 miles. About 4 million acres north and south, it won't exist. It will not exist because the amount of money to go down 1,500 feet is $1 million a well, and the electric bill to pump it up. And the water is brackish, and there's no surface water. They're not building any more reservoirs, no more aqueducts. The water they do have is designed for a state of 20 million people, and that water is going to municipal areas. Environmentalists are letting the snow melt, go, to the ocean. That's by design, he concluded, and this area where we are will last because of the water table for eons, coming from the nearby Sierra Nevada. So the snow melted, and we've got a huge aquifer here. Watch Marlowe's entire interview with Hanson here.